I just want to say, Scannell, Sago, and good afternoon, Six Nations community. I hope this message finds you and your family safe, healthy, and with a good mind this week. Before I begin, though, I would like us to take a moment to recognize the family of our elected chiefs, who tragically and unexpectedly lost his Uncle Ken this week. It is a loss felt throughout the entire community. This is a collective hardness of our hearts and in our homes. It is a loss that extends far beyond Six Nations, with gestures pouring in from around the world, including a rare tribute in Niagara Falls on Wednesday, where the waters were lit up blue and green in honor of our trailblazing entrepreneur. To our brothers and sisters in other nations, we say a collective Ngalagoa, thank you. Always maintaining Six Nations as his home, Mr. Hill built portions of his industry at the very same corner where he grew up and lived. His ventures also gave back in the form of education and employment opportunities through the local Dream Catchers Charitable Foundation. He leaves a lasting legacy within our council as well, having served as a counselor for the 45th, 46th, and 47th councils. The current elected council respects the wishes of the chief and his family during this difficult time and asks that their privacy be respected so that they can mourn their loss. Our hearts are also with Councillor Wendelin Johnson during this time and her family, as they also mourn the loss of their dear sister, Patricia Montour. Patricia was incredibly generous and kind and was an avid volunteer in our community throughout her life. So before I continue with today's regular update, on behalf of our grieving chief, our grieving counselor, and community, I would like us to take a pause for a minute and breathe out some of that grief together and breathe in a collective breath of strength and healing. I would ask everyone to join me in a collective moment of silence. And thank you to everyone. I would now like to take this opportunity to provide an update on our pandemic response. On Monday, Six Nations of the Grand River moved into the black alert level of our pandemic response. Now, many of you have been asking what that means. I would like to provide you with some brief highlights of what that means in terms of the black response. A complete restriction of any non-essential travel outside of our homes, meaning staying home unless you are an essential worker or traveling for essential purposes. Essential purposes include grocery shopping or medical appointments. Private gatherings are now restricted to those only living within an immediate household. Single-person households are permitted to gather with only one other household to ensure that social wellness for those living alone. Our schools and daycares are now closed. Gyms, sports facilities, the bingo hall, and other personal care facilities are now closed for the time being. We are asking our local businesses to please have as many measures in place as possible to keep yourselves, your customers, and our community members safe. You can find helpful fact-based information on how to conduct your business safely and responsibly in our Six Nations Health and Safety Guidelines document, which can be found at sixnationscovid19.ca. These measures include disinfecting surfaces, frequent hand washing, contactless payment options, wearing a mask, and more. Over the past week, our public health officials have reported 12 new positive cases of COVID-19 in Six Nations of the Grand River, which is double the number of cases that were reported the previous week. Today, I would like to report that there are 11 active cases in six nations, which is double the number we had last Friday. These numbers are concerning and continue an overall upward trend of total cases since this fall. We are joining our public health officials in strongly urging you to stay within the territory. Our surrounding areas are experiencing a severe spike in COVID-19 cases, and the healthcare system is on the brink of being overwhelmed. New modeling has projected that the number of COVID-19 deaths around the world will exceed those in the first wave. If case numbers continue to rise at the rate we've been seeing, healthcare workers are exhausted. The hospitals have reached a critical capacity point. Those leaving the territory for non-essential reasons risk not only bringing the virus back into the community, but potentially facing up to $750 in fines for refusing to comply with the stay-at-home orders across Ontario. We are cautioning community members if a possible stronger approach to issuing and enforcing these fines by outside police services. Our own Six Nations Police is being overwhelmed with calls from Canada Border Services agencies for quarantine checks for those continuing to cross the border. Community members are reminded that under Alert Level Black, you should only be traveling across the border if you are an essential worker, and you must quarantine for at least 14 days upon return. If you have traveled and you are self-isolating, we ask that you advise our Six Nations COVID-19 Assessment Center of your situation. You can also get in contact with them to arrange for a COVID-19 test. You can do it online in five easy steps using our online appointment booking system available at sixnationscovid19.ca. Now, for members who can't access the online booking feature, you can still call the assessment center at 226-446-9909 or at 855-977-7737. We will remain at Alert Level Black until at least next Friday, when our emergency control group reevaluates the situation. Factors such as the direction of COVID-19 case numbers in our community will determine next steps for our community. Our regular updated COVID-19 case numbers and for information on the current level of readiness for Six Nations of the Grand River can be found at our website, sixnationscovid19.ca. There, you will also find important health and safety information for the community and businesses.